Part 3, Chapter 5. The day for the demonstration had arrived, and Turl went into a flurry of activity. Up early, he had again put the animal through its paces. He had made it drive the blade machine up and down and up and down and around and around. Turl had pushed it so hard that the machine had finally run out of fuel. Well, he could fix that. He went to see Zit.
"You don't have a requisition,"
said Zit.
"But it's just a fuel cartridge."
I know, but I have to account for them."
Turl grated his fangs. Leverage, leverage, all was leverage, and he didn't have anything at all on Zit. Suddenly, Zit halted what he was doing. There was a flicker of a smile on his mouth bones. It made Turl suspicious.
"Tell you what I will do,"
said Zit.
"After all, you did give up 5 recon drones. I'll just check out that blade machine."
Zit put on a face mask and Turl followed him outside. The animal was sitting on the machine, collared, the lead rope firmly fastened to a roll bar. It was kind of bluish and shivering in the bitter wind of late winter. Turl ignored it. The hood popped up as Zit released the catches.
"I'll just make sure it's all functional,"
he said, his voice muffled by his face mask, and further muffled because his head was in the motor mounts.
"Old machine."
"It's a wreck machine,"
said Turl.
"Yes, yes, yes,"
said Zit, busily pulling and pushing connections.
"But you got it, didn't you?"
The animal was watching everything Zit did. It was standing there on the top edge of the instrument panel, looking down.
"You left a wire loose," said the animal.
"Ah, so I did. You talk?"
"I think you heard me."
"Yes, I did hear you. And I also heard no proper polite phrases."
Turl snorted.
"It's just an animal. What do you mean, polite phrases? To a mechanic?"
"Well, there,"
said Zit, ignoring Turl.
"I think that will be fine in there."
He pulled out a power cartridge and shoved it into the casing and screwed on the cap.
"Start it up!"
Turl reached over and pushed a button, and the machine seemed to run all right. Zit turned it off for him.
"I understand you're giving some kind of a demonstration today. I never seen no animal drive. Mind if I come out and watch?"
Turl eyed him. He didn't have any leverage on Zit, and all this cooperation and interest was out of character. But he couldn't put a talon on anything wrong.
"Come ahead,"
he grunted.
"It'll take place here in an hour."
He would kick himself later, but right now he had a lot on his mind.
Could I get warmed up?"
said Johnny.
"Shut up, animal,"
said Turl, and rushed off into the compound. Nervously, Turl waited in the outer office of Numpf. One of the clerks had announced him, but there had been no invitation to enter.